Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Suffolk Matters, where all of Suffolk County meets the men and women of Suffolk AME. News, opinions, and insights you won't hear anywhere else. Filling in for AME President Dan Levler, here's your host, AME's Chief of Staff, Ryan McGarry.
Good morning and welcome to Suffolk Matters. I'm Ryan McGarry, Chief of Staff for AME, filling in for President Dan Levler this morning. Thank you to our listeners for joining us and very excited to have another May Day artist in the studio with us today. May Day, obviously, right around the corner on May 13th. Great event that's coming up that AME hosts every year. Great way to give back to charity. But with us is Pete Mancini. Pete, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
No, absolutely. Now, Pete, we have you here because you're Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen, and you're a returning artist to May Day. We had you booked for 2020, and obviously COVID had other plans for the world in 2020. We didn't get you to have you on, but you were on the regional stage for some rainstorms last year. You survived the weather. And we're happy to bring you back. You're going to be a main stage artist this year. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience with May Day in the past and what drew you to the event?
Well, when the first year May Day happened, I remember, you know, seeing the lineup go out and I was like, wow, you know, Gin Blossom, Steve Earle. It was kind of like the perfect Venn diagram of my taste in music. I'm like, okay, I have to go to this. So I got my tickets and we had a great time that first year. And yeah, we met shortly afterward, you know, mutual friend Travis McKevany introduced us, and then we had a great time playing last year. Got rained out. We got soaked, but we finished our set, so I was proud of that, even though it may have been a little dangerous. Hopefully this year is a little bit more dry. Yeah.
No, we already called in all the favors. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be about 68 to 72 degrees,
perfect.
And just perfect weather on May 13th.
Great.
And I'm glad you brought up Travis. He was a good friend to us all and to really the live music scene on Long Island, from fans to fellow artists like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can, only because you brought him up and he was such a good friend to everyone involved with the project. You performed twice in May Day last year.
I did.
You played with the Hillside Airmen, Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen, and you also played with the famous Dr. Scanlon Band. Can you tell us a little bit about that second act and, you know, what its genesis was?
Happy to. So I was in Travis's band, the famous Dr. Scanlon Band, and we were working up the songs for his third album, and we lost Travis. And we're keeping his band alive and we're going to get that record over the finish line for him. It's called Dublin to Duluth. And I think it's his masterpiece. And, he left us with some beautiful music and we're keeping that alive. So it meant a lot to play those songs at May Day. And, it's a project I care a lot about and, thank you again for having us because it meant a lot.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. It is a masterpiece, and he was a great lyricist as well as a great performer.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's not just you and your friends and his friends who are in the band, but his father as well. So that's got to be difficult working with his father, but also very fulfilling in terms of finishing this incomplete work.
Absolutely.
No, that's great, and it was one of the only sets I got to see in 2022's festival, because obviously I'm running around and making sure everyone's happy. But I did take a little bit of a time out to watch you guys and, really let that music sink in. And I think it was the only moment of the day where the sun might have been out a little bit. So.
Yeah, we got some sun. It was a beautiful moment.
Very good. And then now moving over to your main actor, Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen. When did you guys get formed and how'd that come to be?
Well, my last band, Butcher's Blind, we called it a day in 2016 or 2017, and I started putting out solo records, and around the time my first solo album, Foothill Freeway, Had a new band comprised of, you know, various musicians, friends from around Long Island. A couple members of Butcher's Blind were in the band at the time and, you know, was looking for a good name and became the Hillside Airmen. And that's a little bit of Belrose history. In World War II, there was a training accident where two bombers collided in the skies over Belrose. And if you go to Hillside Avenue and 239th Street, there's a memorial there for the airmen who were lost in that accident. And, you know, we just kind of, Hillside Airmen, you know, we're named after a plane crash, and we want to shine a light on some forgotten Belrose history there. So we try to honor the hometown in that way.
Shine a light, indeed. It's a story I've never heard before, and it's a pretty interesting one at that for those who like Long Island history. And so, again, you're going to be playing our May Day Music Festival May 13th. We already talked about you were attracted to the musical artists we've brought in, and obviously we work with the Bowery Presents to bring in some major internationally and nationally recognized headliners. And then we are always very proud and honored to supplement those headliners with some really amazing talent that's homegrown right here on Long Island, talent such as yours. And then for our listeners who aren't as familiar with the May Day Music Festival, again, scheduled for Bald Hill on May 13th, its genesis came as really was born out of the labor movement. And that's something I want to talk to you about a little bit, Pete, because I know both of us really have a shared affinity for that old school sound of Americana music and folk music and the way it tied into social movements and the labor movement in general. So for our listeners who aren't aware, Suffolk AME, the labor union representing approximately 10,000 men and women who provide essential and invaluable services to the residents of Suffolk County every day, wanted to introduce ourselves to the greater community as a union and also our fellow brothers and sisters in other unions to come with us in a day of solidarity. So we're partnered with the Long Island Federation of Labor to do that. It's a wholly nonprofit endeavor. So everyone who comes out and can have a good time at a great event, but also feel good doing so because all net proceeds go to charity. We use the funds to fund scholarship programs as well as to put food on our neighbor's table through our support of Long Island Cares. So, Pete, would you mind just telling us a little bit? I touched upon it, but that kind of that old school folk music, artists like Pete Seeger, how has that influenced you and where do you see that overlapping with the labor movement in general?
It's a great question. And yeah, you know, when I first started getting into Americana music and country music, folk music, if you, you know, follow the trail back, you eventually hit Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger. And these were guys who, you know, really cared about unions and the labor movement, which was really strong at that time. And, you know, that's what built the middle class in this country. So, you know, it means a lot to be part of this event, which is, you know, for a great cause, symbolically and, you know, to help people out, as you were mentioning. It's, you know, this hits all the right notes for me musically and ideologically. And, you know, I'm just proud to be part of this event. So
no, we're proud to have you. We're honored to have you. And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, at that point when it was Woody Guthrie, who then was followed by Pete Seeger and that kind of heyday of unionism when the labor movement was still really growing. You know, it's almost ironic. We chose the original title for this festival. The elongated title is the May Day Music Festival. May Day obviously being the International Labor Day, mm-hmm. and we saw it as kind of a call to action, the May Day, because labor was under attack. We mm-hmm. had just the Supreme Court at the time in 2017 had, you know, tried to weaken the labor movement through the Janus versus Ask Me case, and we saw it as this rallying cry to bring musicians, bring artists, bring community members, bring family members, fellow union members together for a great day of solidarity and celebration and raise awareness of unionism.
Mm-hmm.
Because unions were under attack, union membership was on the decline, and just public reception of unions was on the decline. And since we started May Day, and I don't think we can take full credit for this by any means, I think it has a lot to do with COVID and I think society's recognition or re-recognition of the fact that our working men and women here provide the essential and invaluable services. So since 2019, since its first year, we've actually seen those trends reverse. Mm-hmm. Unionism is increasing on Long Island. The public perception of unions and the value they bring to not just their members, but the greater society has been on the rise as well the past few years. So really to have this festival every year is a culmination of bringing all these things together. And we're so excited to have you on board for this Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen. Again, for our listeners, I'm AME Chief of Staff Ryan McGarry, filling in for President Dan Levler this morning, joined in the studio by Pete Mancini, artist at the upcoming May 13th May Day Music Festival at Bald Hill Amphitheater. Pete, we're honored to have you in the studio. I see you brought your guitar with you today. Would you mind giving our listeners a little sample of things they might be hearing on May 13th should they come out?
Yeah, happy to. So I have a new EP coming out on May 5th. It's called The Commonwealth Sessions Volume 1. And this was kind of an outlet for some songs that were left over in the writing session for my next record, which I have yet to record. But so this song, this is the first single. It's called Golden Hour. It came out on April 7th. So it's streamable wherever you can stream.
Fantastic. I was going to ask, where can folks get it? I'm going to ask again anyway.
So, yeah. So PeteMancini.com, you get all the music, all the previous music, all the tour dates, and all that stuff. So, yeah, without further ado, this one's called Golden Hour. Strung out on admiration, I just don't feel the same. You look so good at golden hour. Savor the scene, for it all turns sour. Sell the world your carefree vibes. Cover the bruises that you want to hide. Savor the scene, for it all
awesome, brother. Thank you. Oh, that was a great, great take, Pete. Thanks so much. And that name of that track is Golden Hour. Is that right?
That's correct.
And folks who are interested can find that at PeteMancini.com.
Yes.
Or even better, they can buy it in person next week after it comes out. It comes out on May 5th. So the following week is the May Day Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And they can purchase tickets at MaydayMusicFestival.com. See you in person and pick up an EP right on site. Is that right?
Well, this is digital for now. So you can get it on Bandcamp. If you go to PeteMancini.bandcamp.com, you can get it digitally, and then you'll have it in your pocket at May Day Fest, which is, you know, we got to love technology, right?
No, that's fantastic. And I do thank you for sharing and giving us a little preview of what's coming out on the next EP. We're all looking forward to it, and we're all looking forward to seeing you on the 13th. A little earlier in the interview, we were talking about some past May Day artists that kind of drew you to the event, and you mentioned Steve Earle. Obviously, I know we both share an affinity for Steve Earle and his music. It was great seeing him in 2019. And then in 2020, we were looking forward to bringing his son. And I still remember the conversation I had with you when we were booking you. I was actually in my car in a parking lot in Sayville, I think, waiting to get my hair cut, and called you up to see if you'd be interested in doing the show and let you know that we had booked Justin Towns Earl. And at that time, I assumed you were a fan, but wasn't positive. I certainly was. And for those of you listening who don't know, Justin Towns Earl, unfortunately, we did lose during COVID. We lost him to an overdose. We know so many people were struggling with mental illness at that time and addiction. It was just such a tough time for the country. But as a fan of his music, you know, what did his music mean to you? What was it that drew you to his sound, and what would have it meant if we could have a time machine and change this world to have gotten to play the festival with him back in 2020?
Well, I was always a big fan of Steve Earle. And then when Justin Towns Earl started putting out records, I remember checking them out, and I just loved that his sound was a little more traditional, you know, hearkening back to old country music. I loved Midnight at the Movies. I loved that album. And it was cool because he would take, you know, his original music was very traditional country, and then he would take a song like Can't Hardly Wait by The Replacements and then kind of bluegrass it up. And so he brought a punk rock mindset and ethos to, you know, old time country music. And, you know, it was really sad losing him because, you know, he meant a lot to the new Americana movement and Nashville. And yeah, you know, he was a great songwriter. And, you know, after his death, Steve Earle put out a record of his songs called JT, and that was really, you know, a great record. And, you know, it would have meant a lot to share a festival bill with him. You know, I met him once a long time ago. It would have been cool to meet him again and play with him. But, you know, the music lives forever. That's the beautiful thing about this whole thing. You know, when we lose a songwriter, their songs live on. So, you know, we remember the music, we listen to the music, we play the music, and that's how we remember them. So,
no, that's beautifully put, and I thank you so much for sharing it. And I can't help hearing you tell that story, but seeing that parallel line being drawn between Steve Earle recording the album JT of all of his son's music, just to continue that tradition, bring it out to an even larger audience so that his memory, his legacy can live on through music. And it is a great album for those who want to pick it up. And then between what you and Jerry McKevney are doing with our own Long Island artist, Travis McKevney's music, where the two of you, his father again, and now you as a friend, have gotten together to finish his incomplete work, bring it to the world, and really let Travis live on in our hearts in that legacy. So again, to thank you for that. And I know we did talk about it earlier, Pete, but can you tell us a little bit more about that album and how folks can go about listening to it if and when you're ready?
Well, we haven't started recording it yet. At the time of this interview, we're going to start a crowdfunding campaign to raise funds for recording. And, you know, Travis left us with a finished album. So the songs we have, I believe, 11 songs on the record. And, yeah, you know, Trav kept raising the bar on himself. like, you know, many good songwriters, you know, he would always push himself just a little bit more. You know, how can I one up myself? How can I, you know, make my next song the best one I've ever put out? And he went on this run of songs that just, you know, I remember at the time he was showing them to me and I was like, wow, man, like, this is incredible. And we had made plans to go into the studio, and that's when we got the call that we had lost him. And, you know, it's still devastating. It's still really hard, but, you know, we found a lot of joy and a lot of fulfillment in playing his songs and eventually recording them. It's going to be, you know, a very emotional process, but it's going to be, you know, it's writing the world a little bit, you know, because these songs need to see the light of day. And it wasn't even a question if we were going to keep going. So we're going to get this over the finish line for Trav, and we're going to celebrate him and his life and his legacy, you know, whenever we get on stage and play these tunes. So
no, I can't wait to hear the album upon its completion. And we, everyone in the Mayday family, can't wait to help support that crowdsource funding effort. So please keep us in the loop so we can bring it to the rest of the world and hopefully hear those songs. It's going to be great. For our listeners this morning, AME Chief of Staff Ryan McGarry filling in for AME President Dan Leveler on Suffolk Matters. Today we are joined in studio by Pete Mancini of Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen, talking about the big May Day Music Festival coming to Catholic Health Services Bald Hill Amphitheater in Farmingville on May 13th. It's all for charity. We're looking forward to a great community turnout of folks who love music, folks who love labor, or folks who just love to come out and have a great day with their fellow community members. There's going to be plenty of family fun, a vendor's village, two stages of live music. It goes from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. and all net proceeds going to charity, both scholarship funds for working men and women and their children, as well as to help put food on our neighbor's table through supporting Long Island Cares, the Harry Chapin Food Bank. Now, Pete, we've been talking a little bit about some of your influences who have played May Day or who have been scheduled to play May Day. Who else are your musical influences and interests? What inspired you to pick up that guitar?
Well, going back, I was 16 when I picked up guitar, and I saw the White Stripes play Death Letter and Seven Nation Army at the VMAs. It was like a TV performance. And up to that point, that was kind of like the lightning bolt moment. It was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. In that moment, you learn about punk rock. You learned about blues. You learned about rock and roll. And I remember I was like, okay, I have to play guitar. I have to go get a guitar after that. And that was when I started playing, and I was all in from the get-go. And when I heard Wilco for the first time, that's when I decided, okay, I got to learn how to write songs. And Wilco is an interesting band because they span so many different genres musically, but, you know, the early stuff is very country influenced, and I followed that trail back to Uncle Tupelo, and then you kind of get back to the Carter family and, you know, like all the old country music we were talking about. And, you know, if you follow the trail of influences back, you start to, you know, you end up at Robert Johnson, and you end up at Woody Guthrie and all these, you know, American pillars of music. And, so, you know, just in those two instances, you learn so much about music, just Wilco and White Stripes. And there, I listen to a ton of music. I'm kind of a record collector, you know, so there's always a ton of different stuff going on. But those are the two main lightning bolt moments where I was inspired to go a different direction. And
no, I love it. And I love that you brought up Wilco and Jeff Tweedy, obviously the frontman for the band. Obviously that's one of those pie in the sky reaching for artists that we'd love to bring to May Day one day.
Oh,
and I just
great.
See such an overlap between their music and what it is we're trying to do with the May Day Music Festival. And really what comes to mind, as you mentioned, Woody Guthrie and another wish list May Day artist, Wilco and Billy Bragg did an album of Woody Guthrie's tunes called Mermaid Avenue. And
yeah.
Just great to see these kind of more modern artists looking to last century for inspiration and just carrying again that legacy that we were talking about forward.
I love those records, and it's just cool that they are tied to, you know, the heart of American music in that way. Taking Woody's words and writing new songs and creating these new anthems, really. I mean, you know, that first one is amazing. And they put out three volumes of that, the Mermaid Avenue album. And Billy Bragg, you know, he's great. Love his songs, love what he stands for in his activism, and it's very cool.
Oh, absolutely. A great voice for working men and women, and just such a fan of his work. And again, we're talking about the May Day Music Festival on May 13th. Pete Mancini and the Hillside Airmen, you're going to be on the main stage this year. Obviously, we're very excited about our headliners, Wallflowers and Blues Traveler. That's generating a ton of buzz. But they're also going to be joined on the main stage by Wheatus, who had that hit with Teenage Dirtbag, and a fellow, a gentleman from Long Island as well, John Hampson of the band 9 Days, who we were fortunate enough to have in studio just last week. And Pete, you and John developed a little bit of a relationship coming into this festival now. How's that going, and what's it like to have that relationship?
It's very cool. You know, I spoke with John, and we were discussing some logistics, equipment for the fest. And yeah, I can't wait to, you know, open up the stage for those guys. And just as a child of the 90s, I just have to say, you know, Wallflowers, I grew up with Bringing Down the Horse. And when I was learning to write songs, more like, you know, struggling to write songs, that record was kind of a North Star for me. And it was everywhere growing up. It was a great time in music. Just you turn on the radio and you just hear these big choruses, big guitars. And you know, it was an innocent time, too, as we've come to learn. But yeah, you know, just Wallflowers, Blues Traveler, big fan of both bands. My old band, Butcher's Blind, we opened for Blues Traveler. I believe it was 2013. I'd have to check on that. But yeah, I became a big fan just in that show. And, you know, so it means a lot to share the stage with these bands I've been listening to forever. So
it's
going to be a great day of music. We're very, very excited to be a part of it. So
we're excited to have you. And yeah, extremely excited to bring Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers, as well as Blues Traveler, right here to Farmerville, to the Bald Hill Amphitheater. We hope everyone will join us. Again, my name is Ryan McGarry, filling in on Suffolk Matters today for AME President Dan Leveler. So honored to be in the studio with Pete Mancini, who you can see live at the May Day Music Festival, May 13th. Tickets at maydaymusicfestival.com. And Pete, before I let you go, I think you have one more song that you can grace us with, and I think it's a perfect and fitting song for the fact that it's Earth Day this weekend, and might have some environmental tones in there. So can you tell us a little bit about the song before I turn you back over to you?
Sure. So this is another song from the new EP, and this song was inspired by a documentary I saw, like a little documentary piece. And it's about the Colorado River and how it's drying up, which is not good news.
not good news, no.
Bad news. But there are laws that govern the Colorado River, and they call it Law of the River. And I just thought that was a funny thing, because there are laws of nature that supersede that. So this next song, it's from the viewpoint of the river. It's
beautiful.
Called Law of the River.
I can't wait. Beautiful. Pete Mancini, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me. All right.
I've seen life and death, the rise and the fall of nations and peace in stillness and squall. There were laws of the land before man made a claim. He sold off my lifeblood for his own gain. The law of the river flows deep and wide. You won't miss the river until it runs dry. Law of the river ain't for you to decide. You're just leaves on the stream in the ocean of time. The concrete canals will turn back to dust long after Hoover's dam finally goes bust. You keep drilling the land and you bleed the earth dry. Can't put out a fire with money and lies. The law of the river flows deep and wide. You won't miss the river until it runs dry. The law of the river ain't for you to to decide. You're just leaves on the stream in the ocean of time. Out here in the desert, they're set in their ways. They pray in the dry times, but it won't bring the rain. Well, I've cut through mountains of gravel and stone, carved my name on the face of the land that they stole. The law of the river flows deep and wide. You won't miss the river until it runs dry. Law of the river ain't for you to decide. You're just leaves on the stream in the ocean of time. Just leaves on the stream in the ocean of time. You're just leaves on the stream in the ocean of time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?